Hello and welcome to News Pucks. Today is Tuesday the 21st of November. Zina, what's the news?
I've been 30 for nigh on 2 weeks.
I tell you what.
What?
You look it.
Really?
Yeah, you've really aged over the last 2 weeks.
Have I? In what way?
The
spot.
The spot. And the toe.
Yeah. Anything else?
Stop going to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm just too old for it.
Anything else?
You talk about mortgages an awful lot because you're very old.
Anything else?
No.
Shit. It's really gone downhill pretty quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah. What's the news, though?
You know that man that got poisoned?
Yeah, he looks dreadful, doesn't he?
I was going to say he looks far better than he did before.
He's gone orange.
Yeah, but look at
him. You like a fake tan, though, don't you?
Look at him before. There, just some kind of ugly businessman. He would look twice at now, kind of beautiful alien.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he's wearing some kind of orange gloss on his lips.
He does look very orange. Apparently they think it's radiation poisoning as well as the other poison that he had.
It's weird, isn't it? It does look like he's got cancer or something, but...
Let's hope he gets better. I mean, he doesn't... From the pictures, to be honest, he doesn't look as bad as I thought he would. I thought he'd be in a coma. But he's awake.
He's
working the camera.
Unless they've drawn his eyes on.
They might have done except drawing his lips on. Poor people are all thick, and therefore their children have to start going to school earlier to give them a start in life. That's what someone said, and it's caused outrage. It's the Children's Minister, Beverly Hughes, has said poor children need to start school at 2 to make up for a bad start they get at home. Everyone's gone, ooh, outrageous.
It's not a bad idea, but I wouldn't say just any poor people. I think maybe they need to have somebody to go and visit the kid with the parents and then make a judgement as to what age they should be when they start.
2 seems very young. A lot of kids are still quite clingy and attached when they're 2.
They are, but you know, if they're in a household where the mother's going, oh, you fucking cunt, fuck off, ooh, have some droppings off the floor, it's probably best to go to school.
Do you think poor people are all thick and that's why they're poor?
No, not at all.
I think that's what she's in trouble for. Lord Saatchi, who's Margaret Thatcher's PR guru, has told David Cameron, watch it, you're going to turn into Tony Blair Mark II. Stop trying to embrace the, you know, do the political centre ground. Just go for a traditional Tory vote. That's otherwise, there's nothing to choose between you. It's quite incisive. You know, maybe you'll listen to Mr. Saatchi man.
Well, I don't know, because this way he gets all the Tories and he gets some of everybody else as well.
Yeah, but then perhaps people are going to just think, better the devil you know.
Well,
I mean, there's 2 schools of thought. There's better the devil you know, change is as good as the rest, and they are, you know, the opposite of each other.
And then there's the other school of thought. What's which that? Would you prefer, Brown or Cameron?
Brown.
In bed.
Brown.
So who do you want to see more of?
Brown.
There you go.
They like Gordon Brown.
Who would you vote for if there was a general election called today?
And it was between Tony Blair,
yeah,
David Cameron.
Yeah.
I'd probably choose somebody who was one of those 2. I don't like Ming either. I don't know, it's hard, isn't it?
He's just disappeared off the face of the earth, hasn't he?
He has actually. He went into the Bermuda Triangle. Which we'll show him. Fight for Christmas number 1 started. Oasis, U2, The Beatles and Westlife all had albums out yesterday. Take That, I've got an album out next week, a new one. A lot of greatest hits, a new album. So it'd be exciting to see who the race to the charts. Who will be number 1?
Who out of those would you buy? Or you'd be most likely to buy?
Do you know, I'd be quite... Because I don't own any U2 music at all. And I think you know, a Greatest Hits album would be alright, actually.
Is that what they've released, a Greatest Hits?
Yeah, they had 2 Greatest Hits out before, covering different periods, but this one's called 18 Songs, so presumably it's 18 songs. I like quite a lot of their early stuff.
Yeah.
But I would certainly not ever buy any... Westlife.
I wouldn't buy Westlife, I wouldn't buy
Oasis. I don't fancy the Beatles, you know. I like the Beatles, they're alright, but I don't fancy a remastering. Oasis, I don't really see the point of an ISIS group.
Can't imagine ever going home and thinking, oh, I know what, I'll stick on some of that fucking wanker, listen to him for a couple of hours. That'll make me go to sleep.
That in reference to Oasis?
Yeah.
But most likely, I'd be quite interested to hear to take that album. Something new, something different, it's not a greatest hits. More interesting.
I tell you what, on the way to work this morning, I was humming to myself the new song, Patience.
Well done. Need a little
Tory Jim Cameron has got a plan to tackle all this debt crisis for the UK. He's saying they're going to crack down on unscrupulous financial companies. Should have been done before.
Should have been done
it should be. It wouldn't take that much. You just need one little office, such as this, government office, looking places.
Are we a government office now?
Such as this, yeah.
Since we painted the wall orange.
Yeah. You know, phoning people up going, are you being unscrupulous? Yeah, working out, yes you are. I'm going to close you down now. Right, you're closed down.
We could do that.
Simple.
Should we write and say we will?
But he's also going to introduce money management lessons for school children.
Good idea.
Martin Lewis should write the curriculum for that.
Yeah.
We should ask him. We should put it forward. Maybe write to David Cameron.
Good idea.
Might do.
I like it. The Prince of Wales has got a website. It's been revamped. He's up to date with the kids. He's gone sort of a bit YouTube. He's made a video of a day in his life. The highlight of it is Charles in an open neck shirt working at his desk.
I'm beginning to quite like Prince Charles now.
There's something quite, you know, he's a sort of average old hippie. Yeah. If you're a fan of the royal family, as you now are, you can sign up for free email updates on everything from Prince William and Harry to Duchy Originals.
That's happened since I've turned 30.
But they have said Charles hasn't got a blog yet, so he's not that cool.
Now, this is interesting. Saddam Hussein has said, "Dear Mr. Blair, I hate Iraq, it's not worth dying for."
Yeah.
And he's offered, instead of giving his life, he's offered a blowjob.
Right.
And in the picture here,
he must be pretty good.
In the picture here, he's kind of pursing his lips as if to take in Tony Blair's cock. I think he'll see George Bush as well, as long as he gets to keep all his limbs, you know.
Will he swallow?
Yeah.
For his life?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not ready, but I think so.
I don't think you have read that. Posh and Becks are losing their magic touch. They've got a perfume range out and it's been underselling. They reckon it's going to be marked down for Christmas.
That's so what you're getting.
If you're thinking of buying some weight, some Posh and Becks perfume weight, get it near Christmas. I quite like to smell it, see what it's like. But better than that,
you like the sniffy things, don't you?
Yeah, if you're going to go, I don't really like perfume much, I don't really have any perfume, but I do like a product. This is my new product I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Chan, the Jackie Chan Organic Skincare Line. Jackie Chan, he looks good for his age, doesn't he? He's very nimble.
Oh, but they do, don't they?
And it's all natural products packaged using recycled materials. So look out for the
Jackie Chan. Is that what you want for Christmas?
No.
Do you want some perfume?
Oh,
a nice perfume.
Maybe. I've got one of the torn-out magazine that I want to show you. I don't know what it smells like, though. That's the thing. You can see an advert.
I'll make sure it's not cloying.
There's a special one. I don't want a cloying one. No vanilla. No vanilla notes.
If it's not cloying, I'll get it for you. You know, the eau de toilette. A woman shagged two boys on a bouncy castle.
Now, the boys are complaining, right? You go, hang on, these boys had a job inflating bouncy castles, and then they got to shag their boss, who was an older, more experienced woman. I don't know if they've got that much to complain about, really. In fact, they're really traumatised by the whole thing.
If you look at it the other way around, though, and it's...
She took advantage of them.
Yeah.
She still gave him a job working on bouncy castles.
Yeah. But I think she had ulterior motives. I think.
I don't know. OJ Simpson, it's just extraordinary. He's got this book out which imagines what it might have been like if he had killed his wife. Just imagining it, just using his imagination, because I've been accused of the crime. Why not use my imagination to imagine what would happen if I had done the crime and hadn't been acquitted? Extraordinary. He was going to be on telly to talk about it, but there's been a public outcry. So Rupert Murdoch says, no, we're not going to do that on my watch, which is, I think, sensible.
I've written something similar. It's called How I Might Have If I Had Wiped a Bit of Snot Under Michelle's Couch Off My Finger. I didn't do it, but this is how I'd have done it if I was going to do it.
My couch, eh? Glad I haven't got a couch. a transsexual has been demoted. They're looking for a $2.4 million payout, but she is still married to her wife. And the thing is, a bit more glamorous than the wife, isn't it?
Well,
it's quite
apart from the manly face.
The hands.
The wife looks nice, actually. She does.
She does. She looks very friendly.
And amazing that she's not run off.
I know. Why? It must be weird being married to a man and suddenly going, I'm going to be a woman. Should we still stay married for?
How gutted would you be when they just, took their cock off?
And the cock went.
I couldn't stay.
I don't think I could either. I don't want to be a lesbian by default.
No. You know, you might kind of go, okay, I should have seen it coming, so it's my fault.
I shouldn't have had such nice clothes that he wanted to put on.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. A girl of three has been given an award for bravery. She was in that sculpture that flipped up in the air.
Yeah.
And she was on life support for 4 days. Now, I don't want to be mean, because obviously she's three and she's very cute, and well done her for not dying. But at the same time, has she been that brave, or was she just involved in an accident and did she just have to deal with it? I don't know, that's bravery. Bravery for me is doing something...
Killing a lion. To save a mouse.
Yes, wrestling an alligator.
To save Steve Irwin.
Yes, that sort of thing. But... do you know what I mean?
I agree, I don't think she was even slightly brave, little midden.
She's cute though.
Yeah, she's three, of course she is. Got some good facts here.
I see we've highlighted many of the same stories.
Whales talk to each other in 622 different ways.
I thought we knew that
at
already.
At least. There's a tiny cup being
used. I love this story, the tiny cup. Tell us about the tiny cup.
Well, there's a tiny cup. It doesn't really hold anything apart from...
It holds a femtolitre, which is 1/4 of a litre. It's vital to many modern nanoparticle research projects, apparently. So it's tiny. Pointless?
You can't draw a square with one hand and a circle with the other, apparently.
At the same time?
Yeah.
That's probably it. Are we going to try it?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it on this guest list that someone sent me.
So she's just, she's about to do it.
It's really hard.
You've not made a bird go of that.
Well, they look the same. They're like reflections of each other.
Well, weird reflection. That looks more square. No, that looks more round, I'd say.
Yours look very similar to it. Yours are a reflection. It's weird, you do like a reflection.
Ooh. Ooh, interesting. I'm looking more like a pair of knockers.
I would say that looked like a CB. I'd agree with that then on our scientific research there.
Yep.
Agreed.
So that was a bit of live science, maybe you didn't see it.
A man let his 12-year-old boy, he owned a scrapyard, and he lets his kids play at the scrapyard. He lets his 12-year-old son drive around a truck, and then his 12-year-old son accidentally ran over his sister, who was twice. The father's in trouble now for letting kids. It's not a playground, it's a scrapyard.
A truck?
Yes. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here news. I watched this last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, there was a fight between the two least famous people on the show, which is Fina and Scott. There was a tussle over this task where they had to, it was boys versus girls, and they had to get a key each out of a pool and then go and open a trunk. But what Scott did was leave little Matt Willis,
did you say a bit fat?
Yeah, a bit chubby. He left him to find the key when he went and sat on the trunk So when the girls got their key first, they couldn't get in. And he just sat there going, get off me, I'm all camp! So eventually they got annoyed because he wouldn't get off and they were trying to get to the lock. So she started biting him and scratching him, which is kind of fair enough, in a way. But it was a bit embarrassing to watch. And I think they were all quite embarrassed afterwards. Apart from the camp man, he went back and went, oh, she was like a wild animal! Ooh! And he was going, oh, and I sat on the trunk. And it didn't say anywhere in the rules that you couldn't do that. And then Jason Donovan quite rightly pointed out, well, what else were they supposed to do? What did you want? They could have pulled me off, he said. I don't think it would have been allowed to be shown on the television.
But Saddam Hussein would probably have done it. He's a notorious bender these days.
Anyway, it was it happened.
A woman cycled from Hong Kong to London.
She should have got a train, sort of.
Flown,
yeah.
Cheap these days, there's no need for her to go through that kind of misery.
A student auctioned a date for herself on eBay to pay off her debts. She's quite pretty, but, I'm a brunette, gorgeous, 23. Do you want to go for a date with me? £7,100 it went up to. Yeah. Yeah, these men, I mean, they've
just
got
a date.
They've got money to flash around. They must be able to go out with someone a bit cheaper. Anyway, eBay said, no, wrong, this is immoral. And stopped the auction, so she got nothing, they got nothing. Everyone's ended up with egg on their faces.
Oh dear. Weird that advert is there.
Yeah, there's an advert for eBay just below it. Half of workers never leave their office for lunch, and many believe it would be frowned upon if they took a break. We're not allowed to leave the office anymore since we bought ourselves a microwave.
Yeah. It's nice though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice bit of soup.
We both had some soup. You had a posh soup from Sainsbury's, chunky vegetable. I had tomato soup from Lidl. How much, let me just review the soup. How much was your soup?
My soup was about £1.30, I think, and you'll get two portions out of it.
Good. And Mark's out of 10.
It's very nice, actually. It's a mulligatawny, slightly curried. Got sultanas in it. It was good, actually. It was, I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
How was your tomato?
Nice.
Yeah.
I ate all of it, it's 21p. Fruit pink. And I chucked some cheese in it, mushed it up a bit.
I'm going to just suggest that generally mine was a bit healthier than yours, but yours was cheaper.
Yeah, I would give mine,
What, why have you got giggles all of a sudden?
Give my 10 out of 10. I read.
There's a policeman had a car crash and he died. And they've gone, oh, he was one of life's good guys. What a shame he's dead. He was a good policeman. And you go, yeah, they always say that about dead people. But then you see a picture of him, and his cheeky face. All policemen should look like that. He's lovely.
Oh, no.
He's got a lovely, cheeky policeman's face.
He looks like he's a
boyfriend. He's brilliant. He's just got a really cheeky smile. I tell you what, I saw a policeman the other day. I say policeman. It was a boy. He was maybe 12, stood by a police car in a policeman's outfit, and me and Bob were going, right, I know they say that policemen get younger as you get older, but honestly, is he in fancy dress? He stood by that police car.
Did you take a picture of him?
I wanted to, but we were staring quite a lot. I think he was getting arrested for staring at him, because he was a real policeman.
But it
was weird.
And this is the most selfish story I've ever read.
I thought this was interesting. I imagine we had the same thoughts about it.
A couple went off for a motorbike ride. They crashed. He is completely fucked, broken his back, paralysed. She has got some injuries as well.
She broke her neck.
Fractured, so she should be alright, whereas he won't be. And they're lying there, side by side in hospital bed, him a crip for the rest of his life, and he said, marry me! And she went, oh, yeah, I suppose so. Fucking hell, this is what I hoped for myself.
Yeah, maybe he proposed before he knew the extent of his injuries, but I had the same thought, going, you're going to get to that point where you go, shit, I better just marry this one, because I won't be able to find another girlfriend now I'm a crip.
Yeah.
And she'll feel kind of obliged, because they've been through the trauma together. Maybe it's the way to bag a husband. that's probably step number 20 of the programme.
The programme.
Get crippled in a car crash with a man while he's sedated.
Or just find a cripple that's pleased to have a carer.
Yeah, maybe. It'll work. A miracle cure has been infected with a magic freckle-removing gel. Now, for one, why would you want to remove freckles? They're brilliant. I like
some
freckles.
Some people really hate them.
I'm a fan of the freckle.
I like a freckle. A lot of people, though, don't have a lot of them on the face. They aren't keen.
Well, they could get this gel, which is a plant-based compound used, whatever, and you'd rub it on, and they had it on TV, I imagine, in America. Yes, in America. They were demonstrating it, and they used it on a tropical fish to get, and they went, here's the gel, put the gel on the fish, and they moved the spots, the coloured spots off some tropical fish. And everyone went, wow, that's brilliant, let's get it. But then some scientists tried it on their own, and the fish died. So I think they've been withdrawn now. Not only can it not remove spots, it also has a certain amount of poison, one report said. So, if you've got freckles, learn to live with them. They're lovely.
Unless you're like that person that's so changing.
Unless you're one big freckle.
Yeah, you're one big freckle. It's all that sad. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas have gone to court again about those fucking wedding pictures.
Oh, because they took a picture of her eating a cake or something. Right, we should probably get...
Let's eat cake.
Let's speed up a little bit. More than 65 million presents will be unwanted this Christmas. Things like... this is a voucher company issued this report. Some might say made up. Going, why don't you just get vouchers instead of a hairdryer for a man who's bald? Or bath salts for a person who just only has a shower?
What about the pepper army I'm going to get for you?
That would be unwanted.
Yeah. I'll just have it, shall I?
Yeah, you're right. They're getting me some perfume.
I'll get you a pepper army, I've changed my mind.
Apparently, now, this is puts a new spin on the Bouncy Castle story. Chimps like older chimps. Boy chimps like older lady chimps. Especially ones with Bouncy Castle companies.
Ooh.
Okay. They like a bit of wisdom. Oh, whose cheeky little face is that in the paper?
Oh,
it's little Nick Tanner.
And he's flexing his nostrils. He's going like that.
Oh, if you want something to do tonight, you could go to the Albany to see Comedy Tank. Nick Tanner's in it.
Or come here and see Seven Testicles.
Don't come here and see Seven Testicles because it's sold out. By about 100% of those.
Britney Spears and Paris Hilton went on the piss together. Britney looks happier than I've seen her in a long time.
Well, good. I'm glad. Here's a story. Apparently scientists, they've got bored of making tiny cups. They decided to do some other science instead. And they've worked out a formula for beer goggles and the effect that being out drunk in a bar has. They've got a formula here. It's complicated. It's algebra.
Yeah.
AN equals number of units of alcohol consumed. S equals smokiness of the room, which is something you don't normally consider. But L is for luminescence of person of interest. So it depends on what lighting this was in. And then there's a VO, Snellen visual acuity. Distance from person. So it works out how drunk you are, how far away from you, what the lighting's like, how smoky it is, and then they work out how minging you are. They've worked it out. If it's more than 100, the formula equals more than 100, someone not considered attractive looks like a supermodel.
Oh dear. Well, the final story I've got...
I've got a really good story coming up.
Well, this isn't very good, so maybe we'll finish on your very good one.
Okay.
My final story is that the Olympics is going to cost £56 billion.
I was 8 this morning. It's gone up quite a lot.
£56 billion.
Oh, well. It's good for the area.
Good for the environment.
A snake tried to eat an alligator, and it burst. And basically... I'm going to put this picture on our blog because it's great. In the Everglades, some rangers just found that an alligator had been half swallowed by a snake, and then the snake popped. They're both dead, obviously. The head of the python's missing. Let me just show you the big picture, Zena, here. That's basically where the python stops and the alligator begins. So nature there has found a way of popping some animals.
Fucking hell. Where's the... Where would...
I think that's the snake's body. And that's the alligator. But I don't know what this one is. It looks like another alligator.
And I think this is... That's the snake's body. That's the alligator poking out of it. Maybe it's still alive and it's wriggled. And it's burst out that way.
Anyway, we'll post the picture on our blog. It's very good. So, there we go. That's the news for today. Snakes can't eat alligators.
That reminds me of a little cartoon I saw in the Beano when I was little, where two snakes started eating each other's tails. Eating, and then in the last frame, they both disappeared, and I always wondered what would really happen.
Weirdly, I think you've told me that story before.
Because it's bothered me for a number of years.
I'll tell you what would happen, one of them would burst. I don't know, I suppose once they'd eaten the vital organs, they'd die. It depends which one got there first. So that's what would happen if two snakes tried to eat each other like in the Beano. Thanks for listening, goodbye!
Bye!